This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined now by Lansing Lugnuts catcher Daniel Klein. Daniel, when the season began, what were your goals?
Oh, when the season began for me in Vancouver, I was just ready to get going with the season. You know, I had gone through spring training, gone through an extended, and it was my first full season this year, so I was just excited to start playing baseball, you know, excited to get out there, excited to get in front of a crowd and just play my game.
How did you spend the winter?
Lots of lifting, lots of eating, and lots of just sitting around, I guess. I helped out a little kid's baseball team. It was a travel ball team. I was a coach for a little bit.
How little? What ages?
It was ages 9 to senior in high school. Yeah, so 17, 18 years old. Just trying to get them prepared for their season, get them ready for college ball. So it was fun.
Has there been a difference for you in the way that you've approached the game between last season and this season?
Oh, I think a very big difference. Last year, it was kind of a shock. I don't think it was a huge difference between the type of baseball. I think it was just the pace of the game and the way it was played was a lot different than college baseball. So this year, I was really just trying to enjoy every game and just have fun playing baseball.
How did you decide where to go after high school?
Oh, actually out of high school, I really wasn't that good, so I didn't have too many options. I had a few junior colleges in Kansas. A few of them wanted me to pitch, and then Hutchinson Community College wanted me to go there and catch significantly. And I loved the coach there. He's the best coach I ever had. So I went there. And then after that, the hitting coach at Kansas State, he was the best I ever worked with. So he really got me to go there.
Let's take them each in turn. First, at Hutchinson, what made him such a great coach?
Ooh, Kyle Crooks, best coach ever, probably because he was so hard on me. It was unbelievable. I was from Johnson County, which if you know anything from Kansas, you get kind of a soft reputation being from Johnson County. I was actually born and raised in Wichita, Kansas.
You're not soft at all.
No. But I had that MO just going into the season as a freshman there, and he took me under his wing and knocked me down as much as he could, and that really gave me a sense of pride, and I guess I was just ready to prove him, and once I did, he really gave me the respect, and I gave him the respect that he deserved.
So now you're at Kansas State. What made the hitting coach so great?
Oh, actually, he left after the fall of my junior year of college. But when I first contacted him, he gave me the spiel about the baseball that they play. It was really hard nosed, and I knew a lot of Division I's that it was very soft, and they didn't approach the game the right way. He approached it the right way, hitting the ball very hard, all parts of the field, and he was willing to take me under his wing and teach me how to hit better and excel. So that was the reason why I chose him and Kansas State.
Speaking with Lugnuts catcher Daniel Klein, let me ask you, what is the difference between soft baseball and hard-nosed baseball?
Oh, I guess the soft baseball is kind of just letting the team go out and do whatever they want, kind of walking over the coaches. The coaches are just there for themselves. It's the head coach's show on the field when the game's being played. And I guess the hard-nosed type of baseball is just the coaches let the players play. They teach them the right way to play the game. If they're not doing something right, they'll let you know. The soft baseball is just go out and do your own thing, play the game. We don't really care about the results. The hard-nosed baseball is you got to do it the right way, and you have to perform on and off the field.
So related to catching, I know that there are those programs where the catcher has to look to the dugout mm-hmm. for the sign each pitch. How do you learn what's the best way to create a good pitch sequence?
I think that's just the game of baseball just teaches you. You can't really – there's not very many coaches who can tell you the right way to call the game because they aren't behind the plate getting the perspective. So – in professional baseball, they let you call your game, at least the Blue Jays do. And we have catcher's coaches, Sal Fasano, and even Vince here. They're going to tell you what guys' strengths and weaknesses are. But you have to approach the game with the pitcher's strengths and the pitcher's weaknesses and what you see behind the plate. So that's the biggest thing, is just letting the game come to you and calling the game how you see it behind the plate.
How old were you when you first put on the catcher's gear?
I think I probably put it on when I was 10, 11 years old, but I didn't start catching significantly until I was a sophomore in high school. I actually tried out as a sophomore for outfield, and my coach said, "Do you play any other positions?" And I said, "Well, I've caught and pitched a little bit," so he said, "Let's try catching," and from then on, it kind of took off, so that was my catching.
What makes a good catcher?
What makes a good catcher? Oh, I think a short memory is great. And I always said you have to be very flexible and you have to have long arms. That's my keys to catching. It's about as simple as that for me. I think my flexibility, my long arms help me a lot. But I think it's just short memory and having fun back there, because if you give up a hit, the pitcher gives up a hit, you feel like it's your fault somewhat, but you can't get down on yourself. You just have to look towards the next pitch, look towards the next hitter, and you have to be locked in for every pitch. So that's a big key.
Who are the best pitchers that you've ever worked with?
Best pitchers I've ever worked with. In college, I worked with a kid, Sean Lewick. He could have played professional baseball, didn't get the opportunity. And then Evan Marshall at Kansas State. He's actually in AAA with the Arizona Diamondbacks, I believe. Great stuff. Very, very hard-nosed. Best competitor I've ever played with. And then I caught John Stilson in spring training, who's a Blue Jay. He could be in the big leagues right now with that kind of stuff. Oh, man. He's fun to catch. I actually played against him in college, too. So those guys were very good. And there's not one pitcher that comes out to mind. I've hit off of a lot of good ones. But just all the pitchers that I've caught throughout the years have impressed me, I think. Yeah.
Your fellow teammate didn't take the professional route. You did. What was that opportunity like when you first discovered that the Toronto Blue Jays wanted you to be a part of their organization?
It was unbelievable. Best experience baseball-wise that I've ever had in my life. I was with my parents in a car driving back from Omaha, Nebraska, and we had the laptop up trying to get service on my dad's cell phone. We were doing everything we could to keep up with the tracker, and I actually saw my name pop up before I got the call from the Blue Jays, and it was awesome. I was so happy for the opportunity. I didn't care what a signing bonus was. I was just ready to get going with the season. I was so excited.
Was it a surprise? Did you know anything about Toronto?
I didn't know much about Toronto. They were actually the second team to contact me, and I didn't hear about them for months while the college season was going on. And I heard from the scout with the Blue Jays the day prior to the draft and asked me a few questions. So I had a little hint about it, and I got contacted by a few teams during the draft, and they kind of fell through. So when the Blue Jays called me, it was unbelievable.
After that, to Vancouver last year. Mm-hmm. Begin this year with Vancouver. You get called up to Lansing. What was that experience like?
It was great. It was actually my first taste of the minor league life, I'd say, because I was in Vancouver all of last year and then went back to Vancouver this year. So going into the head coach's office, the manager's office, and him telling me you're going up was exciting, to say the least. I kind of reacted in the way that I was going up to the big leagues, and he shot me down real quick because it was just going up one level, but I'm always excited to move. You know, it's fun to get to play at the next level, and I'm always trying to compete against the best players I can, so going up is really fun.
Well, your first game with Lansing, too, you turned into Babe Ruth. I mean, wearing out the at-bat, a double, and then the two-run homer in the eighth inning.
Yeah, that was actually the exact replica of my debut in Vancouver my first year. I hit a double and a home run in my first game.
Just convince them. Keep on promoting you.
I was kind of struggling with my hitting a little bit in Vancouver right before the call-up, and as soon as I got here, I think I just forgot about hitting and just tried to have fun again, and I took my at-bats in a completely different manner. I was just trying to have fun. I was happy to be there, and the results just happened by themselves.
For a catcher, because defense is so important, is there a part of hitting that gets sacrificed?
I think there is. I think there's a sense of respect when you see a catcher excel in hitting. You've got your Joe Mauers, you had your Mike Piazzas back in the day. They excelled in hitting. I think the key to being a great catcher is catching first, for sure. But you really have to put in the time and work and effort into your hitting, because you have less time to work on your craft. As an outfielder or an infielder, you are taking your ground balls, you're taking your fly balls. But as a catcher, you just have less time for things. So you really have to be diligent about the work you put in with your hitting.
Are there any catchers that you model yourself after that you really admire?
Yes. I like to model myself after the old catchers. I watched Jason Veritek was huge for me growing up. I was a bit of a Red Sox fan, more of a Yankees hater. But I really try to be educated in the old school catchers, because they really took pride in the games. The amount of no-hitters that were thrown in the early days compared to now, whether it was the hitting or the pitching quality, I don't know. But Gary Carter, Johnny Bench, Jason Veritek, Pudge Rodriguez, those guys, they were unbelievable catchers. And they still put up great numbers as hitters, too. But watching them catch, they never took a pitch off. And that's how I model my catching game after. Never can take a pitch off, and you have to work hard the entire nine innings.
With Lansing Lugnuts catcher Daniel Klein, how much do you talk during a game, either to the umpire or to the other team's hitters?
I just try to have fun. I'm a smiler out there. I try to have fun every game. I talk with the umpires a lot. I ask them questions. I don't really get onto them much. If they deserve it, I might. But
friendly conversation.
Yeah. It's more friendly conversation. If a hitter comes up and I know him or we've played against him a lot, I might give him a hey, how's it going? And it's just having fun, you know. Take your mind off the game in between pitches, and then when the pitch is coming, lock yourself in. But I think you can't take baseball that serious for nine innings because that'll wear you down.
What's the most random fun you've ever had during a game?
Most random fun? Oh, man. I don't know. That's kind of a tough question. Oh, most random fun. Probably just the conversations with the umpires or the players. That's what makes the game of baseball different than any other sport. There is downtime between pitches. You have the change between the pitchers. You have a little bit of downtime, so just those conversations can get a little funny from time to time.
And finally, what is the biggest game that you've ever taken part in?
Biggest game that I've ever taken part in? A few. I'd say had a state championship in high school that I caught in was huge. Going to the Junior College World Series was big. I think coming into the eighth and ninth inning of the last game of the championship last year in the Northwest League was exciting. I actually had Eric Sekula closing out the ninth inning for the championship, and Jorge Flores made an unbelievable play at shortstop. So that was one of the biggest games I've ever caught.
We saw in the clubhouse afterward the video of all you guys singing "O Canada."
Yes, that was an experience to say the least. I didn't know the anthem when I got there for the first game, and by the end I could sing it word for word. So that was a very fun season and a great ending.
Daniel, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Lugnuts catcher Daniel Klein. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.